the Litinsky Hall. We are currently in a hall dedicated to the activities of the hydrobiological station. Scientific publications containing the results of studies conducted by the staff of the station, including its founder and head, Dr. Alfred Litinsky, are also presented here. The founding body of the hydrobiological station on Lake Vigri was the Marcel Nensky Warsaw Institute of Experimental Biology. Thanks to the goodwill of the authorities of the Suwałki region, a wooden building which no longer exists and which stood on the grounds of the sawmill in Płociczno was allocated for the needs of the future facility. It was there that the station started its operation in 1920. The Nensky Institute entrusted the establishing of the hydrobiological station to Alfred Litinsky and initially made him the assistant director, but after a few months promoted him to full director of the station. Litinsky demonstrated substantial organizational skills, scientific activity, and personal involvement into the educational operation of this new research facility. During the years 1924-1927, a new seat for the station was built at the Stary Folwark, Old Manor, based on a project of two well-known architects from Warsaw, Bohdan Lachert and Józef Szanajca, forerunners of Polish modernism. The research section of the station contained the workshops of the director and his assistant, a large hall with aquariums and equipment for the study of fish, a general workshop, and four specialty workshops: physical, chemical, experimental biology, and morphological. Alfred Litinsky managed the operation of the station the entire time. After a number of years, his incredible activity made him famous in Europe, while the station became a recognized research facility both in Poland and abroad. Litinsky, among other things, studied planktonic crustaceans, copepods, and cladocera. His greatest achievement in this field was to draw attention to the significant differences in the presence of planktonic animals in lakes with different levels of fertility, as well as the ability to assess the state of a lake on the basis of plankton study. Litinsky's interests also included fish, especially the European whitefish, and vendants. He studied the elements of their diet and analyzed the difference in the anatomical construction of the filtration apparatus in fish belonging to the Salmonidae family. Important achievements of the Vigri Station research team included general ecology work, especially studying the function of aquatic ecosystems, and physical, chemical, and biological classification of bodies of water. The relationships between water habitats and the organisms which dwell in them were also defined. The operation of the station was interrupted by the start of the Second World War. In September of 1939, a group of several dozen men attacked the station, broke into the building, and began to ransack and loot it. Alfred Litinsky survived the Nazi occupation thanks to the kindness of the people of the village of Cimochowizna, and near the end of the war he moved to Sobolewo. He did not cooperate with the Nazi administration, which offered him the position of fishery inspector. During this time, he wrote and completed the illustration to his hydrobiology textbook and, piece by piece, sent these materials to his daughter in Warsaw. He became a member of Armia Krajowa, Home Army, and was the head of the Information and Propaganda Bureau. For this, he was decorated with the Cross of Valor in 1944. In October of that same year, the Soviet Red Army marched into the Suwałki region. Litinsky was given the position of the inspector of the Augustów Forest Fisheries. On the 25th of February, 1945, he was arrested for his enlistment in the Home Army and sentenced to be exiled to a labor camp in the Soviet Union. Along with the other prisoners, he was transported east in cattle cars, and it was during this journey that he began having heart problems. With no access to medical help, he died near Smolensk. His body was thrown into a snowdrift along the tracks, but it is presumed that it was later buried at the Tikhvin Cemetery in Smolensk. A lot more information about the life and achievements of Alfred Litinsky can be found in a presentation available on his touchscreen monitor. Displayed in cases along the walls in this hall are the mementos of Alfred Litinsky. In the first case on the left, the one nearest the entrance, we can find the publications of the former hydrobiological station. The ambition plan devised in 1922 by Litinsky to print the results of the work done by the station staff and visiting researchers was fully completed. Periodically, special series of The Work of the Vigri Hydrobiological Station, later Reports of the Vigri Hydrobiological Station, and finally Hydrology and Fisheries Archives, were published by the Nensky Institute in Warsaw. At the station, Latinsky organized summer courses in limnology for students and young researchers, and this is the reason that today the facility is dubbed the birthplace of Polish hydrobiology. The creation of the first in Poland scientific textbook titled General Hydrobiology was an important achievement for Latinsky. The textbook was compiled during the last decade of his life, but was not published until 1951, thanks to the efforts of Leszek Pawłowski, a zoology professor at the Lodz University. The second case on the left contains several personal items belonging to Alfred Latinsky, a copy of Latinsky's biography written in his own hand, keys to the old station, and other trinkets once used by the station's director are all displayed here. Personal mementos were donated by Alfred Latinsky's family. In the first case on the right, we can find Alfred Latinsky's handwritten notes. These are the detailed recordings of measurements of studied aquatic animals and journal with systematically updated observations. Here we can see his conscientious approach to research and the meticulousness, attention to detail, and scrupulousness with which he conducted it. The next case on the right contains original floor tiles saved from the hydrobiological station's vivarium, along with a paid invoice, a list of laboratory equipment, and the station's journal kept by Alfred Latinsky. His meticulousness and diligence in tracking the inventory of the station is astonishing. In this case, we can also find a notice about the operation of the hydrobiological station released by the Experimental Biology Institute of the Warsaw Scientific Association. Through Latinsky's efforts, it was published in several languages and sent to similar research facilities throughout Europe. After we finish with this part of the exhibition, we move on to the old laboratory, down a few steps. During the station's operation, this room was called the vivarium.